With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. Texas Governor Greg Abbott has signed into law sweeping new powers that allow police to arrest migrants who cross the border illegally. Lisa Dwyer has more.
The new law allows any Texas law enforcement officer to arrest people who are suspected of entering the country illegally. Once in custody, they could either agree to a Texas judge's order to leave the U.S. or be prosecuted on misdemeanor charges of illegal entry. Migrants who don't comply could face arrest again under more serious felony charges. While immigration enforcement is a federal responsibility, it's not the first time a state has tried to bolster their enforcement. In 2010, opponents denounced an Arizona law that became known as the Show Me Your Papers Bill. It was largely struck down by the U.S. Supreme Court. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Attacks by Yemen's Iran-aligned Houthi militants on ships in the Red Sea are disrupting maritime trade and prompting U.S. efforts to build a coalition to deal with the threat as freight firms reroute around the Cape of Good Hope to avoid the Suez Canal. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin says maritime attacks by Iranian-backed rebels in the Red Sea must stop.
These attacks are reckless, dangerous, and they violate international law. And so we're taking action to build an international coalition to address this threat.
Under that new initiative, dubbed Prosperity Guardian, the United Kingdom, Bahrain, Canada, France, Italy, Netherlands, Norway, Seychelles, and Spain will protect transiting ships. Some will conduct joint patrols, while others provide support in the southern Red Sea and the Gulf of Aden. The attacks have led multiple shipping companies to order their ships to hold in place. On Wall Street, the Dow by a fraction, the Nasdaq rose 90. This is SRN News. Battle lines are being drawn in the Church of England.
The House of Bishops has approved blessing ceremonies for same-sex civil unions, but not all of its members are on board. Paul Williams, the Bishop of Southwell and Nottingham, is asking all priests in his diocese to refrain from using the blessings. Bishop Williams says the prayers are, quote, a departure from the clear teaching of the Church of England. Several other bishops are expected to follow suit. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The big defense bill that passed Congress last week is a defeat for efforts by Republicans to kill several progressive agenda items. Most notably, the legislation does not include language sought by House Republicans to restrict sex change operations for service members. It also fails to block the Pentagon's abortion travel policy, which allows reimbursement for travel expenses when a service member goes out of state for an abortion. This is SRN News. A full-scale response to Houthi terrorist attacks on U.S. targets around Yemen may be in the works. The latest from the media line's Felice Friedson.
After nearly 100 rocket and drone attacks against U.S. assets by the Houthis, Iran's Yemeni terror proxies, expectations that Washington is finally prepared to answer the provocations are rife in the region. The Biden administration has been under pressure to respond militarily against the terrorists. The recent uptick in attacks on shipping in the Red Sea and the Houthis' vow to strike at Israel-bound vessels has increased the likelihood of an American response. The Dwight D. Eisenhower Carrier Strike Group has been positioned into the Gulf of Aden to support U.S. action. Commercial shippers have begun to reroute their ships away from the area, while three clone attacks were reported on Monday. I'm Felice Friedson, SRN News, Jerusalem.
More details at themedialine.org and srnnews.com.